Mawindi, Burnt Etching by Galaru Yunupingo. This is one of a suite of works produced in response to viewing a collection of crayon drawings produced in Yirrkala in 1947, now called the Burnt Etchings. They were printed at the Pukulerengai Mulka print space using an etching process in 2008. This print is 50 centimeters high by 25 centimeters wide. The colored links used infuse it with a serene feeling. It has the quality of a drawing made with soft pencil or crayons. Like a history painting, it tells a story that takes us back in time. This print has the quiet authority of a signpost. It encourages us to pause and consider. It's as if we are seeing the top of a signpost, which is an 11-centimeter wide panel running from close to the top of the print to the bottom. Tacked onto it is a wider 19-centimeter wide square panel of information. These graphics are surrounded by an orange background with some dark markings that look accidental, creating a worn textured background for this vertically formatted work. The images show us footsteps on the beach, an anchor, swords and unusually shaped jars. How do cutlasses and pottery jars with handles on either side fit into an indigenous context? This iconography containing the unexpected objects tells us a story of early contact with Makassan traders. The vertical post or panel has a background of yellow hatch parallel lines that overlay each other at 90 degrees, creating a net-like background of crosses. This has been divided into three columns by narrow cross-hatch borders in red. In the central strip, a path of footprints leads down to a wood hole depicted as a shaded circle. In the top section, the footprints are flanked by two parrot-like cutlasses. In the lower section, footprints lead back to the central square from the water hole, and large water-carrying vessels with handles are shown on either side. This shows where the Makassan fishermen collected fresh water from the water hole. The piece that first catches the eye is the central motif, which displays a large angular anchor between two stingrays, Tanea and Baka. A narrow cross-hatched border in yellow encloses the central square. And behind the stingrays and anchor, wavy yellow lines link triangular shapes from top to bottom. For me, the contrast in this piece is between the man-made objects fashioned of metal and what we know of the organically shaped objects made locally at the time from natural grasses, bark, leaves and wood. As this print clearly shows, foreigners from across the seas have played a part in the stories of this place, leading one to wonder if the anchor of that Makassan boat is still in those waters today.